mentioned before, the US Central Command has suspended their Twitter page after it has been hacked into, said to be Islamic State jihadists who sent out some rubbish on their social media accounts. It's a propaganda jab at the American military, and a black and white banner with the image of a hooded fighter and the words Cyber Caliphate and I Love You ISIS replace the Central Command standard Twitter banner. And yesterday, the hacker group known as Anonymous decided they would use their skills to bring down the ISIS presence of on the internet. To explain these things for us, Dil Gehrion, technology writer and commentator, and our advisor on these things, is on the line. Dil Gehrion, thank you for your time, mate.
My pleasure, Justin.
Well, let's start off with this Twitter business at US Central Command. Do you think they are jihadists behind this?
No, is the short answer here. And look, there are some clues here. They defaced Central Command's Twitter page with the slogan, I love ISIS.
Yes.
Now that's not exactly a traditional Islamic jihadist.
Yeah. It's kind of up there with Hello Kitty, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. You know? Exactly. And like ISIS or ISIL or whatever, they don't call themselves that. They call themselves the Islamic State now, or just themselves. They just do it. This is not a term they use themselves. The other thing I think is funny is that the Twitter account that these guys, the hackers, have been using was only created a week ago, and one of the other Twitter accounts that they said they like is the Andrew Jackson Jihad, which is a folk punk band from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, no.
Famous American president. So the Andrew Jackson Jihad is
right.
Like, what?
Gotcha. All right. So it is, absolutely. So let us just use technical talk here, and they are playing silly buggers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just some idiots playing silly buggers.
Yeah, this is
right
to the US military system. I mean, if they had actual systems, I mean, this is the section of the US defense establishment that is basically responsible for their activities in the Middle East, Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, Syria. You know, they've been kind of busy the last 10 or 15
yes,
years.
Quite. Absolutely. So what should US Central...
Their Twitter account, their YouTube account is, you know, that's just the public stuff. It's a bit like saying you broke into a bank when really you just stand in the foyer.
What should US Central Command do about this, Dil Gehrion?
Look, they've really got to sort of have a bit of a think about how the people who manage their Twitter account and their YouTube account are logging in and so on. Apparently, multiple people sort of access the account. It's somewhere along the line, someone's just fallen for a social engineering trick and logged into the wrong thing and given away the password.
Right.
A bit of
let's not panic.
Training maybe for some people there.
Is it a little cyber war that is going on here that we're not aware of?
Yeah. Look, this is all the stuff that kind of comes under the label information warfare these days. Or Vietnam War days, they referred to it as cyber. You know, this is the equivalent, the 21st century equivalent of dropping leaflets on the enemy and disrupting their communications. It's the propaganda element. It's increasing. We've seen it come up over the years, last few years. The Islamic State itself, whatever you may think of their views on the world and their activities, you do have to give them a nodding respect for the efficiency of their propaganda operations on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, the horror of the beheading videos in recent months, I mean, obviously a terrible thing, but my God, what efficient propaganda. I mean, the world has seen them. The world knows about them and what they're doing.
And they're very clean and effective. You know, they haven't cluttered it with too many messages. They've just sent it out, caused complete horror around the world and left it at that.
It's kind of marketing 101,
it's
isn't
pretty,
it?
It's pretty...
Addictive.
The...
Or it's efficient. So, what has now happened in the last couple of years is things like videos on YouTube and tweets on Twitter to bring people's attention to those videos is now standard operating procedure for any conflict. And we're seeing now people, you know, doing that. Islamic State are very good at it. The US military is getting involved with it. And so, therefore, disrupting the other guy's propaganda operations is an important part of your activities.
Oh, I want to ask you, just finally, thanks for your time, but this hacker group known as Anonymous, who decided that they would fiddle around and they would try and get rid of the ISIS or Daesh presence on the internet. I can't believe I'm asking you this question. Who is Anonymous?
Very good question. And look, it's anyone who wants to say they're part of it. And this is why it's really hard to talk about Anonymous. A few years ago, it started on a kind of place on the internet called 4chan. And if you ever want to go to that and look at it, don't have your kids in the room.
Right.
And they took on...
Good tip. Thank you.
Yeah, they took on the Scientologists about their secrecy and other things. But it's become a banner that anyone with any sort of gripe about government or secrecy or anything can rally under. And because it is anonymous, we don't know who anyone is, and anyone can join Anonymous and say, oh, yeah, I'm fighting for this cause or whatever as part of that banner.
Right.
I've actually had someone...
Sounds like the Greens. Or the Palmer United Party.
Well, I couldn't comment on that. But I have had someone who used to work for one of the English-speaking intelligence agency, shall we say.
Oh, okay.
Who said the fact that anyone can just say they're part of Anonymous and you leave their calling cards on any site they hacked, you know, their slogan, "We are Legion, expect us," and all of that, and their symbol of the Guy Fawkes mask. Except the fact that anyone could just leave that lying around and say that Anonymous did it, that's very handy.
Government intelligence organizations?
Oh, yeah. You just misdirect people from who's involved. Now, I'm not saying that the group who've said they're going to take on ISIS and Daesh or IS or whatever we're calling them this week in France, there is a French-speaking section of this amorphous mob called Anonymous who have suddenly become aware that these jihadists are bad news. Look, thanks for keeping up to date, guys. But they will be out to do similar things.
All right.
Will be defacing websites, disrupting communications, and there are, within the ranks of the people who call themselves Anonymous, some seriously talented hackers as well.
So your nod, wink, wink here is that the Anonymous could actually be some government organisations that think, you know, this is good, we can keep our hands clean and still go after these buggers.
Oh, yeah, well, isn't that the age-old process in the land of smoke and mirrors and spookdom? You know, you get someone else to do your dirty work, you pretend it's someone else. This fire that burnt down a government building, hell, that wasn't our intelligence services.
No.
That was someone else we wish to blame that on. Or not.
Still, Gary, great chatting, mate. Thank you.
Pleasure, Justin. See you next time.
Still, Gary, technology writer and commentator, 20 past 5. We'll come back after this.